Welcome to episode 24. Today I'm going to be probably shorter than usual. This past week has been interesting because I've had some, I don't really say health issues, but I've had to go to the eye doctor a couple of times during the past few days and deal with an eye inflammation in my left eye. And so it sort of thrown me off schedule a bit, but I do want to share some information that I've come across during the past week. And as I've said before, that I always like to share opportunities that artists have to get their work out there. And so one of the sites that I came across, actually I think they're doing a promotion on Instagram, which is Black Box Gallery. They have an August 12th deadline coming up for the theme is Shadow and Light, and you can submit photography to this juried exhibition. And then I just go through the details here. It says each exhibition will have 24 photographs selected by the juror for exhibition at the gallery. An additional 30 photographs will be selected by the juror for exhibition in their online gallery annex. All 54 photographs from the show will be included in a catalog available for purchase on Blurb Books. And then I think the interesting part about this is it says Black Box will provide free printing, free matting, and free framing for all of their exhibitions. The photographers who are selected into the exhibition by the jury will provide a high-resolution TIFF or JPEG for the gallery print. They have 18 by 24 black frames. And then the white mats are cut at various sizes. And let's see, as far as the works can be available for sale, Black Box Gallery takes 50% commission. And then, of course, the rest goes to the photographer. And if you prefer to not have the print for sale, then that's okay as well. It'll just be listed for exhibition and promotion. And let's see, the entry fee is $40, and you can submit up to 5 photographs. And again, the deadline for this competition is August 12th. And again, this is blackboxgallery.com. I really like this because they do the printing, the matting, the framing for you. The only thing that I usually take pause with is the file, giving a high resolution file to the gallery. You really have to trust that they're only going to print the file once. And so make sure if this is the arrangement that the gallery that you're working with is well established. Because as you know, once someone else has the print file, they can print it as many times as they want to. And yeah, so you really have to trust that this is what they're going to do. Like, they're going to keep to the contract as far as how many prints are printed out. All right. But again, I mean, I think that this is a really interesting opportunity. That is blackboxgallery.com. They have multiple competitions that you can apply for. And so the juror this time around is going to be Todd Johnson, the founder and director of the gallery itself. And so, yeah, that's an interesting opportunity. Now, I do have another one that I came across also on Instagram. And as I probably mentioned last week, is that I use social media to look for, you know, certain opportunities and people in the industry, because they're always posting and sharing. And so I use Instagram not really to receive likes on my work, but more so researching and just finding out who's out there and what contests are being, you know, held and coming up. And so the second one is from Create Magazine. They're doing a call for art for their 5th year anniversary issue. And this is basically for artists of, you know, all mediums, emerging contemporary artists. It says Create Magazine is an independent magazine that features contemporary art from around the world. Now, this one, I believe the fee is $35 for up to 3 images that you can submit. A little bit of a background about them. It says, we have been publishing incredible contemporary emerging artists since 2013. In 2016, we rebranded and changed our name to Create Magazine. Let's see, join us in celebrating 5 years and thousands of emerging art features for an opportunity to have your work published in their contemporary magazine. I think their readership is pretty good. Have your work seen by 200,000 plus readers and followers around the world, including leading galleries, art fairs, collectors, curators, writers, consultants, and more. Our magazine has been featured by leading brands and companies, including Colossal, Apartment Therapy, Jealous Curator, and Art Frankly. Over the years, we have partnered with global art fairs, including Art Miami, Moniker, Affordable Art Fair, and Superfine. Which some of these I'm familiar with, but Superfine, I think that's, I have to do some research on them. It finishes by saying print issues are available in our online shop through Amazon and at select independent bookstores worldwide. And then they have 3 guest curators. The calls, as far as eligibility, our calls for entry are open to all artists from every country, unless we have a special edition that highlights a specific topic or interest. All styles and media are welcome. There are no educational requirements to apply to the open calls. And let me just scroll down here to make sure. Okay, so artists may submit up to 10 individual artworks. Artists must ensure high quality images, and we recommend around 300 DPI. Artwork images and bio must be uploaded directly to the form. Bio and statement must be under 300 words. Artwork does not have to be for sale. The deadline for this one is August 30th, 2021. The artist will be notified of the final decision on October 30th this year. And I believe, yep. And so, yeah, it is, the submission fee is $35 for 3 images, but you may submit up to 10 works of art. And so you just have to multiply that. And let me just make sure. Create Magazine reserves the right to use images of the artwork on its website and social media. And so all of this is for marketing, promotion, things like that. And so, again, I think this is a really good opportunity to have your work out there. And like I said before, with the last opportunity, just be careful with, during the submission process, giving, you know, full-size print files to the publisher or to the gallery. And for me, I typically like to print my work and ship it, and not really give access to the print file itself. But if you work with a gallery, or, you know, the publisher or gallery has, you know, the credibility in the industry, then, you know, Of course, go ahead and get your work out there because they have larger audiences and they work with, you know, many other artists. And so just do your research. Of course, you have to look for complaints, but also look for the positive as well. And so if you have a lot of positive feedback, then this seems like a pretty common practice now. And then the third one I'm going to bring up right now is from ViewBug. ViewBug.com is mainly for, well, it is for photographers. So this is geared for photographers. I have a ViewBug profile. I've entered contests through here before. They do have a membership. I believe it's like $50 a year. Well, right now they're having a sale. Well, I think it's like $50 a year, but it can be upwards of $70 to $80 per year. And if you do take a lot of photography, capture a lot of photos, this is one of the places where you can put your work to really get feedback from not just curators, but from other, you know, fellow photographers. And so I've had my work on ViewBug for years. I do have one photograph that became a contest finalist, but I will say that there's a huge amount of competition on here, and so you really find out where you rank in terms of how your work stacks up against other photographers. And so I use this as a place to see how people really react to my work. And you know, as I look at the work of other photographers, I see how I can improve. And then there's other, you know, benefits like plugins and presets that ViewBug offers when you do sign up to have a membership with them. And so my work has been awarded quite a few times from just their staff. And so I really appreciate just that boost in confidence that we can sometimes need when we're doing work that's very subjective. And so when you have people in the industry really, you know, give you recognition, that's just, you know, like I said, a boost to our confidence. And so that's very helpful. All right. And I believe that's all I have for this particular episode. And as I mentioned at the beginning, my last week has been more focused on my health. Not just going to the eye doctor, but I guess in general, just I'm not feeling great. And so I am thinking about taking off next week, which would be episode 25. I'm not sure if I'm going to have a podcast for next Wednesday morning. But hopefully I'll be able to record something on Saturday and have it scheduled to post on Wednesday at 9 a.m., which is when, you know, this podcast loads. And so thank you guys for listening. And again, today's focus was Black Box Gallery. So you just go to blackboxgallery.com. The other website was Create Magazine. They're having competitions as well, and that's createmagazine.com. And in the third place that you can share your work is ViewBug.com. Okay, and so that's all I have. And again, you guys can follow my progress through Eric C. Jackson Studio. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest. I'm even on Tumblr. And so you can follow my progress there, or you can just simply keep up with all the updates I'm doing on the gallery, which is ericcjacksonstudio.com. All right. Thank you. And everyone have a great rest of your week. Take care.